my initial reaction was probably disgust. You know, that there would even be consideration of talking about drilling off our shores after what happened not even 2 years ago, and the impact it had on our economy, and the danger had that well been 3 miles offshore.
At a press conference at the Tradewinds Resort ahead of the St. Pete Beach leg of the event, State Representative Rick Kreisman, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, said it was like a bad episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The specter of oil drilling in state waters keeps coming back, but there's always a chance opponents will win in the end.
Yeah, I filed last year, and I filed it again this year, a bill to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to allow the citizens to express their opinion as to whether they want to see nearshore drilling in state waters. There is also a citizens petition initiative underway to do the exact same thing.
Last year when he was governor, Charlie Crist called a special session to get a constitutional amendment banning drilling on the ballot. Crist echoed band supporters' concerns over possible environmental and economic impacts. The session ended quickly without a drilling ban amendment. A majority of lawmakers snubbed the proposal, with the exception of Democrats and a few coastal GOP lawmakers. The former governor said Saturday the threat of nearshore drilling is real at the moment.
Obviously, it concerns me, or Carol and I wouldn't be here now. But, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, members of the House and the Senate will understand how important precious Florida is, how much we all love her, and we need to protect her.
State Representative Jim Frisch, a St. Petersburg area Republican, said one key element is missing in the pursuit of nearshore drilling. That is support of House Speaker Dean Cannon.
We had a conversation shortly after the well blowout. He and I talked about the ramifications, and he kind of bashfully said, "Please don't repeat this," but you were right. And we talked about the ramifications for the tourism industry and the general economy of Florida all the way around. And he committed to me that we would not see nearshore oil drilling while he was Speaker. And I'm very pleased to hear that from him, and I think that he's a man of his word.
Cannon spokesperson Katie Betta said this is accurate, that the House Speaker wants to know the full extent of the BP oil disaster's economic impacts before incorporating drilling into Florida's energy policy.
Certainly, he thinks that drilling is, you know, one component of an overall energy strategy, but given the fact that we are still trying to learn what those long-term consequences are going to be, he stated from the beginning of his time as Speaker that he would not be willing to expand offshore drilling during that two-year time frame.
Senate President Mike Haradopoulos' office did not return request for a comment by airtime. Saturday's event outside the resort on St. Pete Beach drew hundreds, as did similar protests throughout the state and nation. These demonstrations also took place as far away as New Zealand. Darden Rice is Florida director with the Gulf Restoration Network. She said she knew the crowds wouldn't be as big as they were a year ago, given that oil was still gushing into the Gulf then. She said these demonstrations are important because many lawmakers seem to have amnesia when it comes to energy policy.
It's been a year since the BP oil spill, and Congress has yet to act to implement recommendations from the Oil Spill Commission. It's gone back to business as usual, and that's not acceptable. And in our state waters, we have a legislature, and we have Senate President Mike Haradopoulos, who is taking a lot of money from the energy industry, from the oil industry lobby, to bring back plans to drill in Florida's waters. And that's why it's so important we keep up the pressure and keep up grassroots activism and the voice of citizens to protect our coast.
In 2010, the Miami Herald reported that primary opponent Bill McCollum's campaign attacked Rick Scott's drilling position, noting that Scott had some $20 million in stock in a company that makes oil rig components. Saturday's demonstrators said they hoped the billions in tourism dollars at stake would have greater sway on elected leaders. Massachusetts resident Sherry Brooks, vacationing on St. Pete Beach, said the issue was a no-brainer.
We've been planning our vacation for a while. We usually go to Cape Cod, and we decided to try Florida for a week, and we saw it online, and we knew it was important. So here we are.
Saturday's demonstration was not without its critics. Cedar Key resident Frank Kozak walked up and down the line asking protesters how much they'd be willing to pay for a gallon of gas.
$10 a gallon okay for you? Or is that too low still?
Maybe $20 for you.
All right.
$10 a gallon. 50,000 people laid off in the Gulf of Mexico. Obama stopped drilling.